world of news.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Good afternoon, Klamath Basin. It's Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with the Herald of News. Here's a preview of stories that you can find in tomorrow's edition of the Herald of News. These are tomorrow's headlines today. County commissioners approved a request Tuesday to accept a $2,500 grant from the Oregon Department of Agriculture for the depredation of wolves. The grant will fund non-lethal prevention techniques regarding livestock-wolf interactions in areas of Klamath County that the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has identified as having known wolf activity. An area of known wolf activity in Klamath and Jackson counties is home to the Rogue Pack. According to ODFW, the pack's current territory spans from Highway 140 west near Lake of the Woods north to Highway 62 near Crater Lake National Park, and from Fort Klamath area west to Prospect in Jackson County. Klamath Falls City Council voted to affirm receipt of notice on Legislative Action 8.1, which verifies the collection of 1,864 valid signatures and refer initiative petition to city voters for consideration at the November 6, 2018 general election. That means that the petition to allow recreational marijuana production and sales and imposing a 3% tax on retail sales will now be left up to voters after the area opted out of legalization following the passage of Measure 91 several years ago. Officials from Triglav National Park in Slovenia, Crater Lake's sister park, arrived for what will be an 11-day visit on July 31st. Community and park members assembled in the Favel Museum for lunch on Monday. In late 2015, Crater Lake National Park was contacted by the United States Embassy in Slovenia about becoming sister parks with Triglav National Park. Last May, the two parks signed the agreement, and a delegation from Crater Lake visited Slovenia. Having been introduced to and explored Triglav, Crater Lake wanted to give its sister park the same opportunity. Klamath County Commissioner Donnie Boyd is studying the concept of the County Commission purchasing an additional water monitoring gauge for the Wood River as early as irrigation season in 2019. No action was taken on the idea on Tuesday, though Boyd floated the concept to Commissioners Derek DeGroote and Kelly Minty Morris Tuesday afternoon during a regular meeting at the Klamath County Government Center. Boyd estimates a gauge could cost about $100,000 to install and monitor, and he plans to study where the additional gauge could be placed. The cost could be split between more than one entity, he said, but there are no definitive details at this time. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in the Wednesday, August 8th Herald of News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldofnews.com. You can also subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to check back each day for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news impacting the Klamath Basin. And thanks for listening.